Carl Cooley here from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm on the phone with Police Chaplain Cody Cargas, who is going to Washington, D.C. here this week, Police Week, May 11th through the 17th. He's going with Levi and Sarah Glaze, the family of Dan Glaze, the Russ County Sheriff's Deputy, and Paul Baraboo, the family of Mike Baraboo, two local officers who died in the line of duty. Cody, thanks for joining me here on the phone today. Tell me about what's happening here for Police Week and your trip to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, thanks for talking with me. And so last year, we had, obviously, well, 2 years ago, we had our two officers that were killed in line of duty, Emily and Hunter from Chautauqua and Cameron. And then last year, we, as two departments, were able to go to Police Week. Police Week was started by President Kennedy. Whatever week May 15th falls on, that is the Police Week, National Police Week, which is observed throughout all of the states, but primarily in Washington, D.C. And typically, families, departments of fallen officers go there the next year, and their names are on this memorial wall. There's over 24,000 names on this wall. And we were there last year with the two departments and also with some of our deputies and State Patrol and the families of Emily and Hunter. So it was a very, many people ask how it was going there. I don't want to say great because it's not a great thing to go to. I mean, at the heart of grief is loss, and we lost our friends, our officers, and it was a very powerful time. So this year, we're going to go again, just four of us instead of just two large departments. What's significant about our trip this time is we're coming up to the 30th anniversary of Michael Baraboo from Rice Lake, who was killed December 19th, 1995. So, yeah, Paul went as a little boy, and, you know, he remembers some of it, but this is a very significant time for Paul Baraboo to go to remember his dad and honor his dad from Rice Lake Police Department. And so he's going to be going. And then also Levi Glaze will be going. Levi's father was killed 8.5 years ago, deputy from Russ County. And this will be Levi's first time going. Mm-hmm. And there was a couple of years Sarah was planning on having him going, but things came up. So it's very special for Levi and Sarah to go together on this trip coming up here. So we're going to be leaving Monday morning and being a part of many of the events that are there during the week.
Oh, you have a very special event for the family. You know, what will you be doing while there at the memorial?
So a couple things that we do. Right now there are many people on bicycles. It's called the Law Enforcement Unity Tour, and they have metal wristbands that have officers and deputies and just different people who were killed in the line of duty. They have their names on their wrists, and they're biking in honor of them. And they'll get to the memorial wall and give those bracelets to family members and different agencies and departments. So we're gonna be at the latter part of that, and we're going to be going there. COPS, Concern of Police Survivors, is helping us out. They're the great agency that helps us through this. We're going to be going to the memorial wall. We'll be going then on Tuesday night to the Candlelight Vigil, which will be right by on the big mall between the Capitol building, the Washington Memorial, and the Lincoln Memorial. There's thousands that show up to that. We'll do the Candlelight Vigil for that. And then Tom Tiffany got us tickets to go to do a Capitol tour. So we're going to be doing a lot of fun events, kind of just because this can be heavy on our hearts, but also with Levi, Levi and I are going to go to the Spy Museum and different things like that. So we'll be involved in a lot of the heartfelt grieving and sorrow part, but we're also trying to fill the week with other events just to enjoy. There's so much in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are challenge coins that are out, and they're being offered to help fundraise for this trip. Tell me about those.
So just to let you know, we did sell all the coins, which is great. Part of me wishes now, you know, more people are even asking for them, so I wish I would have got more. What it is, it's one coin. And on one side is Paul Baraboo's father, Michael Baraboo, Rice Lake PD, on one side in his end of watch time. And then the other side is Dan Glaze with Russ County in his end of watch. And we sold those. And what's unique about that is both of these, you know, both Baraboo and Glaze never had a coin. And that's kind of a popular thing now to get coins for officers. We did that for Emily Hunter. Mm-hmm. And so these coins we made, I mean, primarily at first I made them just for Paul and his family and Levi and his family. So they got a handful of those for his family. And then I decided, let's get a couple more, because it does cost a lot to go to this trip. And what, so we're able to help offset some of the price for that mm-hmm. with this. And, you know, so that's what we've done with the coins. But we might, you know, I was even thinking this week, I was like, maybe because Paul Baraboo's father's 30th anniversary, we might get a coin made just for Michael Baraboo that coming up in December for that.
Well, that's very nice, very very touching, and glad that people certainly wanted to support them and the trip.
Yeah, in fact, the Law Enforcement Foundation of Barron County, I'm one of the board members there. What we want to do is we want to, just in light of all that's happened the last couple of years, and with Dan, you know, Dan Glaze and even Michael Baraboo, primarily Barron County, we want to each year, if the funds are available, we want to send one or two people to D.C. during Police Week, and that would be possibly, you know, someone from the department last year that wasn't able to go, a family member. We're looking at maybe sending two of our dispatchers. There are dispatchers that were on, they were working during Hunter and Emily. You know, we'd love to send them to Police Week, so we're looking at doing that. So that's something in the future that we'll be looking at doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you and the Glazes and Baraboo are on the trip in D.C. Is there anywhere we can follow your travels online? Will you be posting photos or anything to social media?
Yeah, so, you know, I'll post some photos probably through the Law Enforcement Foundation of Barron County. We have a Facebook page on that. And then, you know, so that's probably the primary thing. I'll be sending different photos on the Facebook there.
All right. That sounds great. Cody, anything else to add here?
Nope. You know, we're so grateful to be a part of a community that is very just caring and concerning for law enforcement, all that they do. We owe so much for our families and departments that have lost officers, but also those who continue to work day and night, who sacrifice for us. When we're sleeping, they're providing and caring and protecting our community. So we're so grateful for our deputies, our officers, our game wardens, and state patrol.
We certainly are. Well, thank you for your time here today, and best luck and safe travels here with the families here this police week, May 11th through the 17th.
All right, thank you.
Again, that's Cody Cargas, Barron County Police Chaplain. He is on a trip with the family members of fallen Russ County Sheriff's Deputy Dan Glaze and fallen Westlake Police Officer Michael Baraboo. The group is traveling to Washington, D.C. for Police Week. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Thank you for listening.